Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on the trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better at their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Carm, do you remember what you wanted to be when you were a little kid?
I do, Steve.
And?
Bus driver, train driver, drive a cab.
How come?
I always just, if I had a, I don't know, I would ride with my dad on like a Sunday to take the old Metro down into the city. That was fun. So I thought that was cool, Steve.
So you went from bus driver to train conductor, that kind of thing?
Yeah. And then I wanted to be, of course, a professional athlete. I still want to be a professional athlete, Steve. Is that dream officially over? Isn't there a senior tour coming up that I could...
You still have a shot.
Don't you think?
It's over for me, but you still have a shot.
I feel like there's an outside
shot. Super Joe, what did you want to be when you were a little kid?
An ambulance.
Well, that's right. We talked about this. You wanted to be an ambulance.
Yeah, not a paramedic, an ambulance.
An actual ambulance.
That's
did
right.
You know that? Super Joe wanted to be an ambulance.
Did you just like the noises an ambulance made?
I liked everything about it. You know, the sirens, the, you know, in between a truck and a car.
The ability to blow through a red light?
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Wow.
What about you, Mary?
I think I wanted to be a teacher. I thought there were only two professions, a nurse or a teacher at the time. And I said, I'm not going to be a nurse. I
well,
cannot
there you go.
Do anything in the health field.
That's
so.
A very mature, admirable thing. What about you, Steve?
I wanted to be a priest and then came to my senses and became a journalist.
What?
I wanted to be a policeman like my dad, too, for a while, but ended on journalism.
And you guys always laughed at me when I told you I wanted to be a geologist.
I wouldn't laugh at that.
No, you didn't. I brought it up. Yeah, I brought it up before on the show.
It's
you guys
like
laughed.
Rex, huh?
Did you go rock hunting when you were a kid?
I did.
I used to do that, too.
I did, and I actually saved up money and I bought a rock spinner.
Is this a true story?
It's a true story.
Oh, the polisher thing?
Yeah, the polisher thing
that
spins the rocks. Yeah.
Did you have one of those little picks, too, that you could like pick at the ground?
No, I wasn't crazy. No, I didn't. I don't even know how long it lasted. I just remember it because it stuck in my mind. It was funny. I also wanted to be an astronaut. My father worked for a company that made a part for the Apollo rockets, and if you grew up in the 60s and 70s, that was a super big deal. And by the way, did anybody see the Apollo 11 thing Sunday night?
I missed it. Wanted to see it.
It's pretty
amazing.
Cool. CNN. It's a CNN movie. On Apollo 11, and there's no narration. It's done with all original footage from beginning to end of telling the story.
Wow.
So, all right, I'm with Kid of the Week. Joining me on the phone is Kate, and good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning.
Kate,
thank you so much for having me.
Kate, when you were a little girl, what did you want to be? You're 17 now, right?
Yeah, I'm 17. Oh, I don't know. I always wanted to be a police officer or something like that.
Is there a police officer in your family?
No, there's not.
So you just thought it was cool?
Yeah.
What about now? You're about to go off to college soon enough. What are you going to do?
Well, I want to be a military officer, so that's why my goal is to go to the Naval Academy where my sister goes.
Wow.
Or to West Point.
Very good. That's great to hear. Anyway, Orland Parks, Kate, help me out with the last name.
Rost.
Kate Rost. You go to Providence Catholic? All right, what is the Girl Scout Gold Award?
So the Girl Scout Gold Award is similar to or equivalent to the Boy Scouts Eagle Scout Award. And the idea is to create a project that helps the community and that is sustainable for years to come.
This is a very timely Kid of the Week honoree here because what you put together in this Care Kit Foundation of yours is exactly what these kids at the southern border need. You're doing it and have been doing it here. So what is the Care Kit Foundation?
The Care Kit Foundation is a foundation that I started as part of my Gold Award, and we collect travel-sized toiletries that you would find at hotels and then package them into care kits, which then we give to homeless people, people in the community who are in need. And so all of our donations are from people who in the community who have the toiletries that and they have decided to give them to us, and then we work on distributing them to the people who need them.
And how long have you been doing that?
Since 2017, so a few years now.
Yeah. So, and this is all part of earning your Girl Scout Gold Award, but look what it's turned into.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be able to keep it going after you go to college?
Yeah, my goal is to keep on going, and then whenever I'm home is when I'm going to keep on making the care kits and pass them out.
Well, it's a big deal. And who's helping you out with it? You got family members, or is it all you?
Yeah, my family and friends. They always help sort stuff, package things, and they always, and also just the community helps to keep on spreading the word. And it's the my foundation just keeps on growing and growing, and it's great.
Well, and it feels good to give back, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you earn a Girl Scout Gold Award, you mentioned the Eagle Scout thing. Eagle Scout thing has got to be there's 500 badges you have to earn, or whatever the number is. Is it similar with the Girl Scouts?
Yeah, so when you are when you're growing up in Girl Scouts, you earn your bronze award when you're younger, and then when you're in like eighth grade, you earn your silver award, and then when you get into high school, that's when you start working on your gold award.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but did you not play on the basketball team, had somebody jump on your hand by accident, break your finger, and you didn't miss a practice? Is that accurate?
Yes, last year in the second game, I broke my finger, and I was out for about 3 months.
yeah, on your shooting hand?
Yes, I'm right-handed, so I couldn't write and I couldn't shoot.
But you practice
a lot.
But you practice every day?
Yeah.
Setting screens?
Yeah.
Whatever you needed, because you're a teammate.
Mm-hmm.
You got it done.
I mean, she's tougher than Chris Dunn. Might as well put her on the Bulls here, Steve. I'm okay with
tougher
you.
Than all the Bulls. She's the Dominic Chara of the of her league.
There you go.
Yeah. Listen, it's great to talk to you. You sound like an amazing young lady, and I know you're going to do nothing but great things. So will you let us know when you get into the Naval Academy?
Yes, I will. Hopefully, I will.
And you're headed back for your senior year, right?
Yes.
All right. Have a great summer. Thank you for being Kid of the Week.
Thank you.